Welcome, everybody. This is Mohit Lasker. Tonight's share is on Parshas Toldos, a recap, and Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to touch upon Parshas Vayetze just a little bit. In Parshas Toldos, I'm sorry, I've sound a little nasal because I'm probably just a little bit on the weather. Parshas Toldos has as much drama as the last prakim in Parshas Vayera by the Akedah. This is the story of the generational divide, where we are told ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, that Yitzchak will have the future, will carry forward with Yitzchak. And Beis b'Yitzchak refers to two elements, that Yitzchak understood that through his two children, b'Yitzchak, Beis, with these two children, Yaakov and Esau specifically, they will, in Yitzchak's ideology, build out the framework of the Yisachar Zebulun relationship, where Esav, which is also the same letters as Asu, which is to do and complete, he will build the infrastructure of the world such that we have planes, trains, and automobiles that will enable us with social media to transform the platform by which Torah is disseminated and to make it accessible to all of mankind immediately. And as we see in our own day and age, we are able to communicate Torah messaging with alacrity and in brevity, sometimes a little bit longer. But the idea is there that Yitzchak imagined to be self-evident. Rivka, on the other hand, had a different position. Her position was that Yaakov Avinu needs to have influence in this world, and the only way to demonstrate such influence is through a little bit of Chetzi Lashem and Chetzi Lachem, which means that we spend half our day in shul and the other half of the day we spend with our family around the table, the Shabbos table, the Yontif table, relaxing, enjoying, sharing Devei Torah, excuse me, and singing Zmiros and such. And so this is the understanding and the difference of approach between these two great personalities in Torah, in our Torah. So Yitzchak loved Esav, Kitzayit Befiv, because he would ask difficult questions, such as, how do you allocate meiser from straw? How do you do meiser when it comes to salt? These are questions that nobody is able to answer because no one's able to count these things. You're only able to do an estimate as opposed to a precise number. But Rivka was able to see through this as she was the sister of Lavan. She knew exactly what a deceiver is all about, and she saw a fragment of her brother in her son, and she was able to call it out and say, this is not going to be helpful and beneficial to Yaakov's future. Yaakov is Knesset Yisrael. The Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu was Ish Chesed, which means, in many ways, that he was a yes man. If you asked him a question, he was going to try to find a way to help you out. If you're looking for some place to eat, he said, I have it. If you're looking for a place to drink something, I got that too. Most of the time, after eating and drinking, people get tired. And he offered people a place to rest. And so he was always there to help others, including going to war and battle on behalf of his nephew Lot, the son of his brother Haran, on behalf of, you know, his wife, whatever it took to, you know, to go along and to make sure that she was safe. Whatever Avraham Avinu needed to do, he was going to find a way to placate and to get it done. Yitzchak, however, took elements of the first of his father, but also built out the strength to say no. Gevurah requires a person to be able to assess and make a determination that's not always affirmative. And that really does take strength to turn people down, to say, this is not what I plan on doing, this is what I can do, what I cannot do. Tiferes, Yaakov Avinu, was a culmination of the two. He was a person who was able to synthesize the chesed, understand its merits and benefits, but also assess whether or not it was something that he was going to perform. And Tiferes is the understanding that Yaakov Avinu is in this world because he was saved by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is here because of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov, Avraham Avinu is arguing that he was safe in the Kibshon Ha'esh in order that Yaakov Avinu, his grandson, should be able to build the house of Knesset Yisrael, as he does in Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu is turning, is saved because of his grandfather. Save my grandfather so that I'll have a chance to bring this life into the world. So there is so much writing on Yaakov Avinu as we enter into this parsha, that especially when it comes to the Bechorah, when it comes to the actions of Yaakov, there is a constant reminder within the entire parsha, especially when it comes through the transition. And as we see this in the Psukim by Yitzhak Avinu, before we get into Yaakov Avinu, it says that there was Perchavav Pasachavchas Vayomru Ra'o Ra'ino Ki Aya Hashem Imach. I'll say the whole pasuk so I can say Akash Baruch Hu's name. Vayomru Ra'o Ra'ino Ki Aya Adonai Imach Vanomer Tina Allah Beinosenu Beinenu Uveinecha V'nechasa Bris Imach. That the people understood that Yitzhak Avinu was blessed by Hashem, that they see Akash Baruch Hu's countenance in all the actions that Yitzhak does. There was a story not 2 weeks ago that demonstrated something miraculous, and that is that there was three Namirs, which are transport vehicles that carry 12 soldiers. Each was hit by RPGs. And when the commanders were watching the drone footage, they just stood there and they sat there in shock. And they didn't know how to explain that they lost so many amazing neshamos. And then in the middle of the meeting, one of the commanders gets a phone call, and it's one of the tank commanders, and he says, "You're not going to believe what happened. I was on the phone with Rabbi Rabbanovich, and I was driving the, I was organizing the tank. I was running the, I was running the command for the three transport vehicles. One of the rotator cuffs fell off, and we couldn't move left or right, so we all felt very uncomfortable. We got off, and as soon as we got off, the Namir behind it, they all jumped out because they didn't know what was happening. And then the people behind them, they jumped off, and they ran to cover. 90 seconds later, all three of them were hit by RPGs. But thank God, miraculously, all these 36 Chayalim were saved. And it's an open miracle. And so we wanted to convey that over to you. And all the people just, you know, obviously they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. And that's exactly what we find in this week's parasha. Ra'o Ra'inu Ki Aya Hashem Imach. And that's all because of the tefillos that we are saying on behalf of our Chayalim. It's because of the Mesiras Nefesh that we are trying our best to do all that we can to help. And there's so much. And obviously this is interesting that the pasuk is in Perech Avav, which is Shem Hashem, Shem Avaya, Yud Kivav, is also 26. Pasuk Chavchas, which is Koach. And Hashem continued to give Am Yisrael Koach, La'asos Chayal, that we should be able to continue this war, which is not just a physical war, it's also a media war. It's a war of attrition, in a sense that this is a war that the enemy is trying to make us feel tired. And Israel is not equipped to handle long wars. But unfortunately, this is what Israel has to do in order for us to live in peace. We're doing the world a tremendous favor. I wanted to just try to close out with something at the tail end of the parsha, where we obviously are given this bracha of Yitin Lecha Elohim Yitalo Shamayim Mishmanei Aretz Rov Degon B'Tirosh, that the bracha itself does not have any element of it talks about all of this. However, it doesn't have elements of ruchnius. It has elements of gashmius. And the question is, what type of bracha is this that would be beneficial? And this is the reason why the bracha was targeted toward Esav. It ended up falling into the hands of Yaakov. And the reason for all this is rooted in Rivka's decision to involve Yaakov in this endeavor. And Yaakov, as we know from this episode, is increasingly uncomfortable with the idea of approaching his father. However, Chazal tell us that when he did approach his father, he walked in with Malachim. We shouldn't think that Yitzhak Avinu was fooled. The Zohar Kaddish explains very clearly that Yaakov walked in with Malachim because it says in the Pasuk that he came in with Reach HaTapuchim. And it says, Vayach es Reach begadav ha'evchei v'aymar Reach b'ni k'reach sadeh asher berecho Hashem. That this is the Reach HaSadeh. The Sadeh is really another reference for Gan Eden. And so when Yaakov Avinu came in with the Malachim, it was not possible for Yitzhak to do anything but to give the bracha. And when Esav later walks in, it says, Vayecharad Yitzhak harada gedola ad ma'od. He walked in terrified. Why? Because Esav walks in with Gehenim. And Yitzhak, the last time he saw these malachim was at the Akedah. And that's when his eyes became difficult to see because the tears of the angels were flowing right into them. And when it came time for him to depart from the Akedah, he literally looked completely different, as though he had passed away and then came back to life, Yitzhak Avinu. And now when he sees this, he sees his malachim, he recognizes them. And that's when he gave it, because he realized that his wife was right all along. This is the understanding tonight that I've shared with you from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe David Tendler, on his interpretation of the bracha that was given in this week's parsha. And we're hoping, we're davening, that the success of Klal Yisrael we should hear Besuros Tovos. We should take this bracha of Yitim Lecha Elokim Mital Shamayim, which is conditional, by the way, on our ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most optimum way, because the word Elokim is infused, that if we're Royu, that we get it, and not Royu, don't get it. Yaakov Avinu was able to trade and soften this bracha through the mitzvah of tzedakah, and as we say later on, Katonti Mechal Chasadim, that he explains that he traded this in. And of course, the tail end, we see the godless of Rivka Imenu to request this bracha, and of course, to move the storyline and the narrative along. And we give all our shevach to our mothers, because they're always giving us etzos tovos, as we see in this week's parsha, that we say that v'chachmas nashim bansa besa, and we see this really evident in this week's parsha. We should give a hakaras hatov to all the wonderful eshes chayals in our lives and the mothers in our lives, if possible. And we should only hear besuros tovos in Klal Yisrael. And I want to wish everyone a Thanksgiving.